This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. As your host and speaker, I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to hear what the Lord has to say to you today. We're going to hear the last part of this message I preached just 2 weeks ago at Island Community Church. Now, Island is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you like what you hear on this radio program, I invite you to come out to Island. If you recognize and realize, if you smell the coffee, if you see the signs of the times, I invite you to hear more messages like what's playing right now to Island. We also meet Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. If you're committed to another church, it's not what I'm looking to do. I just invite you to come out and hear the word. Also, these programs air right here on the radio and also on my Facebook page, which is WGOD Radio. You can hear these programs as soon as they're uploaded. These podcasts are uploaded. So I'm not looking to take you from another church. But if you're looking for a church, I invite you to come out to our church. Small group. We'd love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Here today is the scary, scary thought that the day is coming. You see, I look at heaven this way. This was the great revelation God gave me in this message. Is not everyone that wants to get into the kingdom is going to get in. And there's a proverbial sign hanging on the outside of heaven that says maximum capacity. And then ... I don't know the number. There's a number that's known only to God. And what the Bible says, I believe, is once that number is hit, that's all she wrote. Luke 13:24, Matthew 25, also Genesis 7:16, when God shut the door on Noah in the ark. You see, the time is coming where God's going to shut that door again, and I believe that time is near. This is the last part of this message, the fullness of the Gentiles. Let's hear that now. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. God bless you. This weekend, we're going to crack open the book of Revelation and look at some great theology, look at who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, here's the fullness of the Gentiles.
When once the master of the house has risen up, now follow me here. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand and knock at that door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And answering, he will say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Verse 26, then you will begin to say, but we ate and drank in your presence. You taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me. Or in other words, go away, you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but yourselves, and the word is thrust. Like a bad cartoon, right? Many will try to get in. It says many will try to get in, but will not be able. What happens after the fullness of the Gentiles? Matthew 25:1. The kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins who, having taken their lamps, went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Those that were foolish, having taken their lamps, did not take oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels along with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. Then at midnight, the cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. But the wise answered and said, no, lest there should not be enough for you and us. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. But as they went away to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the remaining virgins came also saying, Lord, this sounds eerily familiar, doesn't it? Lord, Lord, open up, open for us. And afterwards, he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Then he says this, watch therefore, for you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Question, why the dire admonition given by the Son of God to you? Watch therefore. He's warning you, don't miss this. These doors aren't open until last call and everyone gets in that wants to come in. This is what happens at the fullness of the Gentiles. The Bible says the door is shut. Just like Noah. You can read back in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. Even God shut the door on Noah. Did you know that? This is the last thing I want to look at here in this verse. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. This is the revelation God gave me as I prepared for this message. I said earlier, and I've always said, that God knows the exact number of Gentiles that are going to believe, which of course is true. What God wants me to look at in this verse is this, and I want to share it with you. Think of heaven like, say, Madison Square Garden. You know what that is? The big arena in New York? Think of heaven like Madison. Now, Madison Square Garden holds 18,694 people in it. The kingdom of heaven is like Madison Square Garden. What would happen if all the Christians in the world all tried to get into Madison Square Garden? And there's no SRO. You have to take a seat. What would happen? This is what the fullness of the Gentiles means. It's my understanding of this. Okay, let's localize that a little bit. More locally, let's say the kingdom of heaven is like Island Community Church. Now, I asked Donna earlier what the sign says outside the door. There's signs outside this door. You know what it says? It says, maximum capacity, 260 people. This is the kingdom of heaven. But I'd assume heaven would be a little bit better than sitting in Island. Heaven is ICC. The maximum capacity is 260. Now say that all the Christians in Brevard County legally to have their claim in heaven have to claim a seat here at Island Community Church. You see, this is what this text means. And this motivates and intimidates me to no end. If ICC is heaven, and say, what happens if First Baptist Church down the street is preaching the same sermon as I am? What happens? There's 1,000 people there. This is the picture of heaven today. We got about 15 or 16 people here today. There's 239 seats left. And they bring 237. All right, Darren, take a couple of these seats out of the way. You two over here, move these seats here. Just move them out of the way anywhere. That's fine, just like that. Thank you. You can have a seat. Thank you, sir. Now this is what the kingdom of heaven looks like. But now you got another problem. You got East Coast Christian Center down the street preaching the same sermon. And here comes 200 people from East Coast that are going to believe this message. Now you got Calvary Chapel Melbourne preaching the same thing. Calvary Chapel Merritt Island preaching the same thing. Here come all of these people. There's another one gone. Another believer in Jesus Christ. This is what the kingdom of heaven looks like today. It's just like this. You know, when I was a kid, I used to play this game called musical chairs. You know what that is? And this is what's left here of musical chairs. You got a church down the street here that's going to bring 200 believers in through the door, and that's what's left of the kingdom of God. That is what the fullness of the Gentiles mean. There's a time coming, there's a day written, known only to God, that these last two seats are going to be taken. And when that happens, down comes the gavel, back comes the Lord Jesus Christ to take his own out of this world. And what's left is, you missed the boat. Now, I'm here to tell you today, as far as I know, this word of God, I hear pre-trib people, mid-trib, post-trib, everyone believes. If you miss this, if you miss the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are lost forever. Is your name in the book? Have you received him yet? My estimation is there's very few seats left. What happened this past week is the nail of the coffin in this country. And everyone around the world's agreeing. We're just a couple years behind everyone else. There's very, very few seats left. The great mystery to me is not everyone's going to get into heaven that wants to get in. But only those that get in before he shuts the door. Fullness of the Gentiles to me is a maximum capacity sign, whose number is known only to God. And once that number is hit, then it's all over. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Is your name in the book? Will you take the last remaining seats before it's too late? Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.